A clear, unequivocal message from the Jordanian armed forces on Thursday, flying missions over Raqqa, they say, in Syria and indeed Iraq, degrading and destroying ISIS assets on the ground. Let's take a look at what are these defining images over the past 24 hours. I've got a set of three for you because I think this clearly points out both sides of what's going on here. The video images that our viewers will see of the destruction, the airstrikes on Raqqa. Some 30 fighter jets, we were told, in the air, and they were successful. They destroyed their targets and all returned home safely. So that's the first set of images. I want to get our viewers a second set of images now, because these released shortly after the infrared images that were released by the armed forces here, and these released by ISIS as part of their ongoing propaganda campaign, and a set of images that purportedly show children, young children, in classrooms in Raqqa. They say, this is ISIS, that they have opened 24 schools, 12 for boys and 12 for girls, giving the impression, one assumes, or certainly what they want to do, is give the impression that life continues as normal in what is this hotbed of ISIS activity in northern Syria. And then another image, which I think perhaps sums up what has been going on here in Jordan over the past, 48 to 72 hours since the gruesome video of the murder of that young pilot was released. And this of Queen Rania, King Abdullah's wife, with the mother of the downed pilot.